Dr. Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to another few moments of Bible study together. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Well, beloved, it is good to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior, to be born into the family of God. Oh, there's so many bountiful benefits and blessings that come through knowing the true and the living God, and through accepting his salvation, his gift of eternal life, and the forgiveness and the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Well, man needs that, and we're discussing how that man fell into sin and how that man was separated from God. And we've been discussing about Satan, man's enemy, who hates God and who hates man, and who is our enemy and seeks to destroy our lives. He who led man into sin, the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve. He deceived them, deceived Eve. Adam was not deceived. That's why God said in Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. Because man, Adam, knew he was doing wrong, and he deliberately disobeyed God, and thus sin entered into the human race. And thus we see that man from then on has been born with a nature called a sin nature, or an Adamic nature, so that nobody had to teach you or me how to do wrong. We had a nature to do wrong. We automatically knew to do wrong because we were born separated from God spiritually, in our spirit dead in trespasses and in sin, Ephesians chapter 2 tells us. So we see, beloved, that man is born in a sinful condition. The eternal God is holy. He's without sin, and therefore mankind needs deliverance from the bondage of sin. Now, in our last broadcast, we were talking about something that looks like a contradiction in the Scripture, but is actually, there's not a contradiction at all. We were reading Genesis 2:17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God speaking to Adam, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now in the day you eat of it, God said, you're going to die. Well, Adam and Eve disobeyed God. God came and found them in their sin, and having disobeyed God, they had made aprons to try to out of leaves to try to cover their nakedness, and so they acknowledged their sin. God has now told them the judgment that's going to be upon them because of their sin, and the judgment upon Eve in giving birth, and the judgment upon Adam through his disobedience, that because he listened to his wife and did that which was wrong, then God cursed the ground for Adam's sake and said, in sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life, and thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And thus we read concerning the situation, Adam and Eve there in the paradise, unto Adam also and to his wife, verse 21 of Genesis 3, the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the third chapter, in the first book, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. We see that the first death came as animals were slain by God to take their skin to make coats for Adam and Eve, and they saw the first bloodshed, and they saw the first result of sin, which is death, and they saw animals dying for them as they needed covering for their sin. And it began to open up their understanding that the shedding of blood is necessary to cover sin. And so in verse 22, the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us." Now here again we see God speaking with himself. And he says to God the Father speaking to the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, "The man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever in his sinful condition." And God did not finish the sentence. It would be too terrible, too awful to think of. And so God did not even finish that sentence. "Therefore the Lord God sent man forth," verse 23, "from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. For God created man out of the dust of the ground." So he drove out the man, drove them out of the Garden of Eden, and placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life, so that man would not eat of the tree of life and live forever in his sinful condition. It was a blessing from God and a gift that the Lord God gave to man in not allowing him to eat of the tree of life and live forever in his sinful condition. So we read in Genesis chapter 5. Now we were talking about Adam dying the same day that he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And yet we read here in Genesis chapter 5, verse 4, "The days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days," verse 5, "that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died." Now, he has lived 930 years, and yet God said that in the day he ate of it, he would surely die. Well, this looks like a contradiction. But again, we go over to the book of 2 Peter, and there in chapter 3 in the New Testament, toward the end of the New Testament, we read these words, "But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. You see, the Bible tells us in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah tells us, Isaiah chapter 55, that God's ways are not our ways, neither are his thoughts our thoughts. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are God's ways higher than our ways, and man's thoughts are not the same as God's thoughts. His thoughts are far above man's thoughts. And this is Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Again, let me read it to you. God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than man's ways, your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts," or man's thoughts. So God looks at life from an entirely different perspective than the way we look at life. And that's why that apparent contradiction was not a contradiction at all. Adam and Eve were separated from God the very day that they partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That very day, Adam and Eve were removed from the Garden of Eden and were separated from God. But also, Adam did not live to be 1,000 years old, which is a day in the sight of God. One day is like 1,000 years in the sight of God. Time to God is altogether different than it is to you and me. And so Adam did not live to be 1,000 years old. As a matter of fact, no one on earth has ever lived to be 1,000 years old. There was one man who came close to living that long, and that man was named Methuselah. And we're told about him in the book of Genesis, chapter 5, the book of beginnings again. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 27, we read, "All the days of the Methuselah were 969 years, and he died." Adam lived 930 years, verse 5 of Genesis 5, and he died. And so Methuselah lived longer than Adam did. He lived 969 years, but no man has ever lived to be 1,000 years old. In other words, man dies in the same day that he's born in the eyes of God, because 1,000 years in the sight of God is as one day. And so we see that men lived much longer before the flood than men lived after the flood. There was a canopy that was over the earth that protected man and animals from the ultraviolet rays of the sun, which we now experience, and which has caused man's life to be shortened, so that people do not live like they did before the flood of Genesis chapter 6 that describes the judgment that came upon man because of his sin and rebellion in turning away from God. And there were only 8 righteous people that were found upon the earth, and that was Noah and his family that God spared to begin over again because of the rebellion and the sin and the wickedness of man. And so, beloved, that's in Genesis chapter 6, and you might get a Bible and look for it and read it yourself. That's why man needs a Savior, because man's bent is to do that which is wrong. And that's why man needs deliverance from the bondage of sin and death. Till next time, goodbye.